our feelings are very fluctuating and ephemeral, aren't they? But dwelling on the faithfulness and the love and the mercy of God is always safe, because He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Welcome to Gateway to Joy. Here's your friend, Elizabeth Elliott.
Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and overburdened, and I will give you rest." This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliott, talking with you today again about stories from our listeners about Gateway to Joy. But this is not only a story about a woman who listens sometimes to Gateway to Joy, but one whose voice you've heard on it. I had a conversation with my friend Arlita Winston about her life in Sumatra. I hope that many of you heard that program. She told how her parents had taken two little girls into the jungle in Sumatra, how her sister Andrea was near death, and her parents began praying desperately for her. And the Lord spoke kindly to them and said, "I wish you had as much concern for all my other children in the world as you have for Andrea." And her parents got down on their knees and prayed all night for God's other children around the world. They prayed so earnestly and with such concentration that they almost forgot about Andrea. And in the morning, they said, "Oh, we must go and check on Andrea." This may seem incredible to some of you, but I think there are people who can pray with that kind of concentration and intensity. Well, Andrea was better. And Arlita told how her Aunt Helen, her Uncle Hubert Mitchell's wife, died in childbirth, and how her parents, they sang at the graveyard that lovely hymn, "He giveth more grace when the burdens are greater. He sendeth more strength when the trials increase." You know that song? And I think the chorus says, "His love has no limit, His grace has no measure, His power has no boundary known unto men. For out of His infinite riches in Jesus, He giveth and giveth and giveth again." Annie Johnson Flint was the author of those words, but the music, which is familiar to some of us, was written by Arlita Winston's uncle, Hubert Mitchell. July 8th, the day that Arlita's story was being broadcast on Gateway to Joy, that was the very day that Arlita had to meet the doctor at the hospital to receive a report about her mastectomy. The appointment was at 2:45. Gateway to Joy came on at 2:30. And I had called her that morning to remind her that her program was to be broadcast that day and to be sure to listen to it. And she said, "Oh, well, I have a doctor's appointment at 2:45. But that'll work," she said. "Gateway to Joy comes on at 2:30, so we'll just listen in the car in the parking lot at the hospital." And that's what they did. Well, I said to her, "I think you're going to be ministered to by your very own words." And I'm sure she must have been, hearing herself talk about the faith of her parents and what she had learned from her earliest childhood about prayer and trusting God, even singing at a graveside, gateways to joy, those experiences of sorrow and death. The program, which was broadcast on July 9th, Arlita was talking about a cancer test, and she had had no word yet. And she quoted the verse, "I will perfect that which concerneth you." And then she told the story of her mother. And her mother had been through exactly the same experience. She had gone to the doctor's office one day. She had received word that she had cancer. And as she walked back to the car to get in, she thought, "I cannot drive home until I have some word from the Lord." She got into the car. She knew she couldn't put the key in the ignition until she had a word from the Lord. Her resource in time of trouble was the Word of God. And she opened her Bible to the passage, which was the passage that she was supposed to read that day. She was reading through the epistles, apparently, and that day's portion fell in Colossians. And this word from Colossians 4:17 just jumped out at her. Paul says in the end of that letter, "And when this letter is read among you, see that it is also read to the congregation at Laodicea, and that you in return read the one from Laodicea," this special word to Archippus. "Attend to the duty entrusted to you in the Lord's service and discharge it to the full." And Mrs. Morgan, as she sat there in her car, realized that was all she had to do, simply attend to the duty entrusted to her in the Lord's service. And it didn't make any difference whether she had cancer or she didn't have cancer. She could still perform the duty entrusted to her and discharge it to the full. And then later on a phone call, Arlita told me a story of how after her mother died, her father remarried, and 3 days before the wedding, his fiance received word that she had cancer. And Arlita described how her future stepmother was sitting at the kitchen table sobbing because she felt that the only thing to do was to cancel the wedding. How could she possibly put her fiance through exactly the same process that he had gone through with his first wife who had died of cancer? And so when her father walked into the kitchen and found Wilma crying, he burst out laughing, threw open his arms and said, "Sweetheart, you couldn't make it through this without me." And so the wedding took place. Now there's a man who understood what commitment was about. And since that time, I need to tell you that Arlita has had another bout with cancer. She has had a mastectomy. She is in the process of chemotherapy as I am recording this program. And so please, all of you, will you pray for Arlita Winston, even though this program will be broadcast months after I'm recording this? In God's timing, it doesn't make any difference whether the prayer is before or after. Did you ever stop to think about that? That has been a comfort to me many times. I've thought, oh dear, I didn't pray soon enough for that. Well, I think our prayers can be retroactive. With God, there is no such thing as time. He is eternal. And it has been a wonderful help to me to read that little verse from Colossians 4:17. Often the day faces me with more duties than I feel I can possibly do. Such a pile up on my desk, so many demands, phone calls, housework, family to see, people that I need to visit, packages that I need to wrap up and send, books that I need to review, pictures to paste into my album for my grandchildren, and of course that's pretty far down the list on my priorities, but nevertheless, these things may crowd in. And then I come to my senses and I realize I only have one thing to do. It's the will of God. And when Arlita told me that she was going to have a second surgery, and then the results of that were much more serious, she told me that her first concern was for the Bible class that she was to be teaching in the fall. What would happen to those young women that looked to her as a spiritual mother? And I simply said to her, "Arlita, it's always possible to do the will of God." And she repeated that after me on the phone, and she thanked me, and she said, "I needed to hear that this morning." She knew that as well as I do. She probably knows it much better than I do. But I've had the experience of having a friend repeat some simple word, perhaps a word from Scripture that I knew perfectly by heart, and yet it's that human voice, the love that comes through the voice, the word made flesh that makes that word come alive. It is God's will that His comforts and His hope and His joy come to us through other human beings. Hasn't that been your experience? Even though you can sit down all by yourself with your Bible, and your heart may be breaking. What a difference it makes if the phone rings and there's a friend there to whom you can share your trouble, or a friend who has called because the Holy Spirit has prompted her or him to call with a word that you need just at that moment. Don't hesitate to say to the person what you know they already know. They'll be comforted. I've been comforted, and I've been enlightened and helped and lifted up. The Lord takes us out of the miry clay of self-pity, sets our feet upon a rock, establishes our goings, and puts a new song in our mouth. And Arlita is testifying to that truth even as she suffers right now through chemotherapy.
As Elizabeth has said, anything if offered to God can and will become your gateway to joy. Elizabeth Elliot has been sharing timeless truth with ladies for many years, drawing insight from her Bible study and her experiences as a wife, mother, and missionary. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliot. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network, Charlotte, North Carolina.